Life Audio.
Hello, thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Grace Fox, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, John 20:13.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's Bible verse is John 20:13. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They've taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." It was the morning of the third day since Jesus' crucifixion when Mary Magdalene and several other women made their way to the tomb where his body was buried. According to Matthew 28, a violent earthquake took place at that time because an angel came from heaven to roll away the stone that covered the tomb's entrance. By the time the women arrived, he'd already accomplished his mission and was sitting atop the stone. The account found in Mark 16 tells us that the women stepped inside the tomb where they saw another angel. And the account, as recorded in Luke 24:4, says Mary saw two angels in the tomb. In each case, the angels told Mary the same thing. She would not find Jesus in the tomb because he had risen. Between an earthquake, multiple angel encounters, and the sight of a massive stone rolled away to reveal an empty tomb where body linens lay undisturbed minus the body, you'd think Mary would have realized that something extraordinary had taken place. You'd think she might have had a different response than the one she gave in today's Bible verse. Leading up to this verse, we find Mary standing alone outside Jesus' tomb and weeping. The Greek word for weeping denotes continually weeping. She was extremely distraught over what had happened to Jesus, and the revelation of his missing body was more than she could bear. As Mary cried, she peeked into the tomb and saw the two angels. The Greek word for saw means that she fixed her eyes on them. She studied every detail. In most biblical accounts, angels in dazzling white robes terrified the humans to whom they appeared, but it mentions nothing about Mary being afraid. This says a lot about the depth of her emotional pain. Her grief overwhelmed the terror that others experienced in similar encounters. As Mary stood there taking in the scene, the angels asked her the question, "Woman, why are you crying?" Pay attention here to Mary's response. She said, "They have taken my Lord away, and I don't know where they have put him." This, after being told several times already that she wouldn't find Jesus because he had risen. It's fascinating, too, that Jesus appeared a few moments later and asked her the same question, "Woman, why are you crying?" Before Mary could answer, he added another question, "Who are you looking for?" Some theologians suggest that the angels and Jesus spoke to Mary in a tone of rebuke. "Woman, why are you crying? What's wrong with you? Don't you get what's happening here?" I don't believe that's the case, because Scripture tells us that the Lord bottles our tears. In other words, our tears matter to Him. I believe they ask the question in an inquisitive way, "Woman, why are you crying?" This wasn't for their benefit. They already knew the answer. It was for her benefit, to help her step back and realize that she was weeping over a wrong perception. A lot of supernatural events were happening around Mary that morning, and she'd heard the angel say several times that Jesus wasn't there because he was alive. But the good news had gone right past her. She had convinced herself that someone had stolen Jesus' body. She couldn't see or hear the truth. She wept over a wrong perception of the situation. Sometimes we do the same thing. We tie ourselves in an emotional knot because we look at the difficult circumstances we face and we perceive them as hopeless. We might be well aware of God's promises, but we forget to apply them in the moment. Others might try to encourage us, but we don't hear them. When we're facing a difficult situation and feeling discouraged, we would do well to step back, take a deep breath, and ask ourselves the question, "Why are you crying?" We gain clarity by asking, "What do you believe is true about these circumstances? And what, really, is the truth?" In Mary's situation, the truth was, Jesus was alive. He was in fact standing right behind her, and she didn't know it. Be encouraged, my friend. No matter what your situation looks like, the truth is, Jesus is alive and present. Look for him in your circumstances and dry your tears. Everything is going to be okay, because he is alive and near. May I pray for you? God, how we thank you for the hope that comes in knowing Jesus is alive. Help us face our difficulties with that truth in mind. Guard our minds from dwelling on anything less. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Gibbons and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting JenniferSlatteryLivesOutLoud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting GraceFox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit LifeAudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Has fear stolen your peace? I'm Jennifer Slattery, lead host of the Faith Over Fear podcast, helping you fight your fears and grow your faith. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.